Chevy, appreciate being here tonight. Just come do that the Lord has us to do. And we often try to figure out, even still, it don't matter how old we are and how far we get along in this, to really how to do it. And I'll be honest with you, there's some ways that I'd like to do it and try to make myself do it sometimes that way, and it just don't work out the way that it is. I often tell some folks, I say, sometimes I don't really call myself a preacher. I say, maybe I call myself a thought giver. I said, one of my prayers is, if I'm ever going to do, is I know that some things is for now, right now, to get to you or to somebody or to give them what they need. But I also hope to give you something other that during the week before you even come back, because sometimes we need something other later on. And that's the thoughts that comes to me, is I hope I can give you something other that'll help you in them times also. And I guess it's just, I'm just different, and it's okay. Because I just got a question. And I've got plenty of places here that we're going to go over. I ain't got my words all written down, but I have got my scriptures written down. I'll just tell you that. But I've got a question, is, have you ever been? Have you ever been? Now, my first question on that is, have you ever been the Pharisee that went to pray with the publican? I've been that man. I've been that man that has said, I'm not like him. I have been that man that says, I'm not like other folks. I've been the man, Carrie, that sometimes your chest just pokes out just a little bit too far. Have you ever been the Pharisee?
Yes,
and I walked away with the same thing that he walked away with. Nothing from the Lord. But myself sure felt good at that time. You see, sometimes we find ourselves feeling good over other people's expense. I've been that man. I've been the Pharisee Simon when the lady came and started washing Jesus' feet. What is she doing here? I have physically sat in this church and seen somebody walk in and wonder in my mind, Shirley, what are they doing here? I've been that Pharisee. Now, am I happy that I'm of them that I've been? I've not always been happy with who I've been. And that ain't the only people I've been. I've been along with the Pharisees and scribes that brought and seen people come to the Lord and wonder what he's going to do with them. And hoping that I see what I want to see happen at that moment in time. Have you ever been? I've been the prodigal son before, thinking I deserve what my father has. I have physically, one time I tell you this, because there's things that you've been that'll never leave you. Now we can build on it. But it never leave you. I physically sat right here, and it's been a few years ago, the service happening. People standing up, Anthony testifying, people standing up shouting, people's got a song to sing, everybody's going on, and Bruce sitting there. Now, I was the one that told God this. I don't know how y'all, I had never just talked to him good. I've talked to him mean sometimes. I don't know if you have or not, but I have. I said, Lord, I'm fixing to stand up and tell them you ain't blessing me like them, and I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And sometimes he comes back with a quick answer. He says, go ahead if you think you can. I've been that Pharisee. I don't know if you've been or not, but I have. But I'm glad that the road that he's put me on didn't leave me in what I've been a few times. I still on occasion find myself being that individual sometimes if I ain't careful. But I've also been the woman at the well. That you feel like nobody wants to be around you. That you feel like your life's in a shape that you can't get no help. I've been the woman at the well that when the help came and started speaking to me, and it wasn't in my mind no more. He was talking to my heart, my soul. I've been that woman. And I'm glad that I've been in the same shape as her, that I could go back and I can say, I can tell you about a man that's told me all things of ever that I did. Amen. Have you ever been? I'm glad I've been like the woman with a bloody issue. Not physically. But sometimes we get in life, things happening and it comes, and just like that, we'll spend everything we got trying to find relief for what right in here. We'll search the world over, just like the old thing said, and think we found true love, and it's gone because it ain't love. I've been like the woman there. The Bible says she spent all she had. Sometimes we got to get down to nothing. And when we get down to nothing, God can work with that. But as long as we think we got our hands in something other, we can fix it. I've been that man. And the only thing I've done is made a mess out of it. But I'm going to tell you this, just like the woman, I touched Jesus. And the Bible said that as soon as she touched him, that she felt the stench in her blood. Now, I never knew what that meant, but I looked it up and it said, whatever was happening stopped. And I'm going to tell you, Jeff, sometimes I've touched Jesus with all the troubles, the trials, the conflicts that's going on in my life, and when I've touched him, it stopped. I was heading home one day, and that Pharisee man was working up in my mind, and God came and visited me right in the car. And Brother Mike, I just tell you like it was. He looked over at me and he said, let me heal your mind. And my very first saying to God was this, what about everybody else's mind? Well, just like he told Peter, everybody else ain't your business. And I'm glad he didn't depart for me being rude to him. Because he said it again. He said, let me heal your mind. And the only thing it took was this. Yes, Lord. And everything that was going on in my life, it stanched. It stopped. And nothing but glory came down all the way home. And then when I got home, that man started to rise again. He said, you're going to have to dry this up before you go in there. He said, don't you want your children to see how I can bless you? Got on in there. I know I've told the story before. I'm grateful to have a testimony. And it's going to be mine to the day that I die. And I hope somewhere's down the line that someday when things is happening and it's going on in your mind that something will happen and it'll click in your soul and it says, I remember a testimony one time whenever God visited a man and wanted to heal his mind, and he won't just do it for me, but he'll do it for you. He is no respect of person. But the only person that he really tend to and he can help is the ones that says, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. That woman run back and told him, says, "This I found him. This is the Messiah." And that's the feeling it gives you. But I've been that man. I've been that woman. I've been just like Legion. You see, there's things about me that you don't know and you probably won't never know. But I know more about me than anybody knows about me. My wife knows more about herself than I'll ever know. Because we don't know everything about somebody. Just like Randy says, and he's preached it, he said, that person sitting right beside you, you don't know what's going through their mind and their heart at the times. But I'm going to tell you this, and I'll tell you part of my testimony. I got to a dark place. Very dark. I'm just going to tell you. To where I didn't even have a feeling. My daddy could tell me, son, I love you. And even my wife told me, I love you. And the only thing I had to answer was, I know you do. That's pretty tough, ain't it, Crafton? Somebody pouring their heart out to you, trying to tell you that they love them, and the only thing you got to say is, I know you do. Because I didn't have nothing. Legion was at a place where he didn't have nothing. He was dark. Now, I know they talked about the fetters and the chains that they bound him down with, but there was something other binding him down that was even stronger than the chains. That's the feeling I had, Jeff. But I'm going to tell you, just like Legion, God did not leave me there. I didn't ask him to come and heal me. I'm just going to tell you. But he did. He came to my job again one day, and I'm just going to explain it just how it felt. It felt like a zipper went from my backbone from the bottom and zipped up to the top of my head. And when it did, it was just like, poof. And I texted my wife, I said, I'm coming home. And guess what? That was on a Wednesday night. Came on church, Crafton preached, and she got born again. All because God healed me and was dealing with her at the same time. But you can get into a dark place, and it's a dangerous spot to be in. So be real careful. I'm going to tell you this. My only suggestion to dark places like that is keep going home. Keep going home. Keep going home. Don't try to find nothing out somewhere else. Just keep going home. But God healed me. And if the men of that time could have seen me, they would have seen me in my right mind at the feet of Jesus. You might say, you mean you got down? Yes, I did. But I've been that man. Now, they was four men one time carried a man to Jesus. You know why? Because they had a burden for him. I've been a man that's had a burden for somebody, Jeff. It's heavy. It ain't just a like-to situation. You see, sometimes we get to a place where we just like to see people saved. We like to have a good service. We just like to see this good thing happen. Well, I'm here to tell you the like-tos ain't going to work. It's going to take a burden to carrying them to Jesus. When they got there, the crowd was there. They couldn't get to him. And sometimes we get so crowded in our mind that we're saying, well, we'll just pray about it later. Well, I'm going to tell you what, we need to start tearing some roofs off. At the moment in time when the Spirit is dealing with you with a burden, that's the only time you can help the man. Just like the only time that he can be saved is when the Spirit's dealing with him. And it works the same way. I've been that man. I've been the man that they carried to Jesus. I'm just going to tell you that too while I'm at it. But why ain't we still? Why ain't we still that man carrying them to Jesus? Yes, I mentioned William, and I'm serious about it when I say it and everything. But sometimes I don't find my own self of pouring out my own heart and soul to God about it. Because sometimes I just like to see it happen. But the like-tos ain't going to get it. We're going to have to get earnest with God. And that's who I've been sometimes. And I'll tell you this. You get earnest with Him. You get honest with Him. And He'll get honest with you. Now it don't, and it probably won't happen the way you think. Because this man has a way that he's wanting to draw it out. But this man, just like we was talking earlier, this man has a whole lot of questions for God. This man ain't got a question one. I'm honest. Because whenever God speaks, He speaks to this man. Then this man runs interference with the tellings or the askings or whatever you want to call it. And I've been this man. But I'm glad I've been this man too. So have you ever been? When you go home tonight, it ain't about me. I've got my own question for me. It's the question that you can ask your own self. Have I been? Have I been? There's a song at the parish sang, says, I don't just thank you for saving me from what I was, but I'm thanking you for saving me what I could have been. But just because I might not be, that don't mean I'm better than the ones that's out there. Paul told them that. He said, we was once before such as they are. So see, we've got responsibility. We sang that song, and it says that we've joined in for the good and the right. It's what it says. Now, I've been that man, but I've also been the Pharisees that I mentioned about. I'm ashamed about it. I'm just going to tell you. I'm not standing here bragging about who that I did wrong. But I'm also grateful for shame. Because if I never felt ashamed, I'd stayed where I was. But have you ever been? I know what I've been. But I'm so grateful and thankful that He loved me enough that He didn't leave me there. So, appreciate being here tonight. Anybody got anything they'd like to say or do?